the solution for humanity. Peace.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. You know the greeting, that's that greeting of peace. Peace be unto you. And today we have with us on the Deen Show, Ahmed Buhatib. That's right. He's going to be sharing his experiences, his story with us here on the Deen Show. You don't want to go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Deen, Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
Why I did that, maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you too.
Ahmed Buhatib, how you doing?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. And you?
Alhamdulillah.
That's great.
You're on the Deen Show. Alhamdulillah. This is exciting.
Yeah.
So you are in the Muslim world, and do some not yet Muslims listen to your songs also? You're a vocalist, you sing, what would you call it? A nasheed artist? What's the title?
A nasheed artist.
What does that mean, nasheed?
Nasheed is like, it's singing without the instruments, basically, the music instruments.
Just voice?
Yeah, just with the voice. Yeah.
So you do different songs, and what's usually the context of your songs? What are they singing about? What are you singing about?
Basically, the idea comes from what's happening around me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I see that there's, let's say, problems, you know, social problems, let's say I can address them to the nation or the people, then we just write about it as a poetry is concerned, and then compose the music, and then I sing it. Sometimes I sing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes I sing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes I sing about ethics, I sing about family values. So it's different, actually. I mean, it's not just that. What I say, that at the moment, a lot of
you don't sing about like going to the nightclubs and men and women and like 50 cents and you know the hip hop and none of that stuff.
I don't know.
Is good, wholesome, good stuff.
Yes, okay. It has a message.
That's a message.
Yeah.
What's the message?
It has every let's say every song.
Yeah.
Has a message for it. For example, if I'm calling people, let's say, to come close to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, to God, you know, I'm asking them. You know, if you're close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how happy your life would be.
Nice.
And if you are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll see that all the doors are closed in front of you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and really people, you know, when they listen to the nasheed, they actually start, you know, they put themselves in the place, you know, of the person who's singing, and they think that, yes, he's right. A lot of people change their course of their lives just, you know, by listening to something which affected them. So a lot of people put themselves in such situations, and then they realize that, you know, that if they come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll be happy. The same issues, let's say, for example, if I take a song about disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
Disabled people, they have a message, for example, to us that we are disabled, but we're not disabled mentally. We're not disabled as feelings-wise. We are strong. We try. But if it comes to us as human beings and we're normal, who, you know, we are actually, we whine about everything.
Yeah, we do complain a lot.
We complain a lot,
yeah.
You know. But alhamdulillah, we have our eyes, our hands, our legs, you know. We have all these gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we should be happy with. So this is an issue I had to address, because back in my country, we never knew that there was a place for disabled people. And when we came to know that there is a place for disabled people, I went myself and I visited them. And I saw them, and I thought that, you know, that they want me to know that they're like, you know, they're poor and they're like, they cannot do this, and they're show mercy. But they didn't want that. They wanted me to know that they are strong, and they can try, and they can get up. And this is what I did. You know, I went and I found this poem which talks about, you know, I saw this girl which had only one leg, but she still smiled.
It was a girl you're talking about who only had one leg and she still smiled.
Yeah, she still smiles.
Yeah, this is in one of your nasheed
yes,
songs?
Yes, one of the nasheeds, yes. It's called Forgive Me. So when I see her smiling, and seeing that she only has one leg and the other leg is not there, then I say to myself, like, God forgive me when I whine. I have two legs. Why am I complaining?
Yeah.
You know, and then I see another guy who's blind, you know, and I don't know he's blind, but when I try to, because he's selling me something and I pay him, he doesn't take the money and he's blind. But, you know, and I say to myself, he still smiles and he's just living his life so normal without any complaining.
So again, this is a description of what's going on in one of your songs, yes, that you're singing, yes, about. So yes. You had the girl who now is one leg, we're complaining, whining, but look, you got both your legs, and now you're talking about the blind person.
Exactly,
too?
Exactly. He's also happy. I mean, he's blind, but he accepted himself. He has peace with his problem. Yeah. He doesn't have any problem with being blind. No, he just accepted it. But we have the eyes, and we never said, "Oh Allah, thank you for this blessing. I have the eyes. I can see everything." You know, sometimes I imagine, I just close my eyes for 5 minutes, and I imagine that if I was blind, God forbid, I would feel scared. Mm-hmm. I'll feel insecure. You know, I don't know what to do. I had someone to help me, to guide me. So Alhamdulillah, yani, this is actually like the message that, you know, that thank Allah for the gift you have. The same thing with the ears.
Yes.
Same thing with, I mean, this is what I'm trying to do. I mean, if there is a problem which people, I can see that people are not, for example, aware of, I try to address it.
Yeah, tell us, for our not yet Muslim audience, they heard you say an Arabic word. We always love to define these words on the Deen Show. You said Allah. Is this some Arab God? Who is Allah?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one God. Is
one God.
Yes, one God. Which we have to worship Him only. And that's why we say, La ilaha illallah.
Yes.
You know, Muhammad Rasulullah. I don't know, I mean, you...
So there's no God but the one God. So just so they can assuage any fear. Because some people say Allah, they feel like, oh, this is just an Arab God. Or this is the moon.
No.
No, we're talking about the one God who created the sun and the moon.
God is like, okay, if you see, there are many, many gods,
yes,
which people worship, different gods, okay? But our God is Allah.
Yes.
His name is Allah. He's
That's
Allah.
It. Simple.
You know, it's not like, for example, when I say, may God be with you. Yes. But which God?
Which God? Some people take a tree as God.
Exactly.
We're not talking
some
about
people take different...
Some people take Jesus as God.
Exactly.
But He's a mighty messenger. He's not God.
Exactly.
So we're talking about the one God, Allah.
Exactly. Allah is the
God. Yes. Is it true, before, just on this point, do Christians, also Jewish, who are also Arabic speaking, do they use the word Allah?
They do. Some of them use Rabb.
Yeah.
Rabb is also... Another word for a person who's responsible for something.
It's like Lord.
It's like a Lord. Okay. Like, for example, a family man would be responsible for his wife and children.
Yeah.
So we will say in Arabic, Rabbul Usra. Usra is a family.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, Rabbul Ibad.
Yes.
Ibad is the slaves.
Yes. So that's all. We want to just alleviate any fear. And now we will take a break and we'll be back for more here on the Deen Show.
On the outside, everything looks good. You see the $100,000 cars. You see a lot of diamonds. You see a lot of females, and they think that this is, you know, this is the life. This is like, you know, paradise right here on earth.
It's not anyone's job to go into someone's heart and change their heart. Your job is to tell people what the truth is.
And the reality of it is, while we're sitting here, while I'm sitting here constantly paying for the disease, the cure was free.
I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one leg and wore a crutch, but as she passed she smiled. Oh God, forgive me when I whine, when I whine.
Welcome back to the Deen Show. I'm here with Ahmed Bahadur. And just for some people, many of the Muslims, they know who you are. For the not yet Muslims, this is like the equivalent, let's say, forgive me if I give a bad example, but in the Muslim world, kind of like Michael Jackson. Meaning that in popularity,
yeah,
you know, because of your beautiful, melodious songs that you sing that are praising God, talking about the good things, and you're not singing, you don't, a unique thing is you don't use any instruments, this is all voice. Yes. But I want to know, and the audience wants to know, how did you, because to sing about these things, you got to love these things, you have to, with full conviction, believe in it. How did you come to this state that you really submitted yourself in Islam?
Okay. Actually, it's a weird story, because when I was young, I used to like to sing all the time.
Yeah.
But my family, my friends and family hated my voice. Mm-hmm. You know, they said that, you know, just like, just shut up, don't sing. You like sound so bad. And but I actually, you know, just love singing, so I didn't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
And when I graduated from college, or let's say when I was in school, one of my friends heard me reciting the Quran, and he said to me that, you know what, why don't you recite the Quran in the morning assembly? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no way, you know, I'm like, I'm nervous, I mean, like, in front of 1,000 students. What he did, he told one of my teachers, and my teacher told me that you have to come, and otherwise, you know, you'll be in trouble. So I did go. I was actually excited. And I did recite the Quran in the assembly, morning assembly, and it felt good that people accepted me and they liked my voice. After that, when I went to college, I astrayed a bit, you know, and you know, the college is college life, the friends, and you go out, and it's not too much into the deen. And I graduated from, no, before I graduate, I heard a nasheed singer. And I liked his voice so much, and he didn't use any instruments.
Yeah.
But he had all this mixing and vocals all around him and everything, and I was like, wow, how can he do that? So, and I never thought one day I would be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say better, but I'm going to say that I would be doing the same thing. And he was like my idol, you know. I wanted to meet him, and you know. So I graduated, and when I started working with my dad. My brother had a studio. My brother is a Qari Quran. He recites mm-hmm. the Quran, and he had a studio, which he used it to record some of his Quran readings, and then he also used it to make some more nasheeds or some songs.
Yes.
So there were some group of guys. They came and they made the song. And he told me, like, if you're free, why don't you come over and help me with the sound engineer? I said, okay, I'm going to help you. Like, you know, just like fix the sound and everything. It never came to my mind that I'm going to be one day, you know, not like sitting behind the instruments, I'm going to be actually singing. So I went and started helping him, you know, with the levels and with the microphones and everything. And then I told my brother, honestly, what they're doing does not actually appeal to me. You know, I mean, even to the, let's say, people, you will not be able to attract them with this, because if you want to give them something, if you want them to hear your message, it has to be something nice, something which they would say, wait, let me listen to this, what is this, you know, and then they would hear it. So he told me, okay, he challenged me actually, if you have something, you know, just bring it on. I said, I don't sing, I'm not a singer. Then I thought about it, I said, okay, let me go back home, and I started like looking through the books and see if I can find one poem. I did find a poem. It's about, it's also about like how much a person complains, and I composed the music for it. And after 2 weeks, I told my brother that I'm ready, I want to sing it.
Yeah.
And he said to me that, no, I was just kidding. And I said, no, come on, I'm ready. So he said, okay, I'll give you a chance. So he really gave me a chance. I did sing, and the guys who were there, they just loved the song. And then I said to myself, okay, I'm gonna help you with the album. I'm gonna be like a part of the album, just one song or two songs. When the album was released, the production company said that, you know, we want Ahmed to do another one.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, it's just still something which I didn't think that it would be, you know, something I would do like I'm doing right now. So I did another album, which was called Quds Is Calling Us, and I had four songs in that. And from that album, people started calling the production company and asking him that we want more albums for Ahmed. Then I actually went and I did a solo album. It's mm-hmm. called Fartaqi. And till now, alhamdulillah, I've been, it's around seven albums is there.
Yes.
And so that's the way. After that, when the third album, my sister told me that her friend, she listens to my music and she cries when she listens to it. Mm-hmm. There was one song, it says that it's about life, about dunya, and how that we are today living in dunya and tomorrow we'll not be here.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be in our graves, and how this life is so tricky. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't do good, you'll just find yourself one day you didn't do anything good, and you know, and God knows what will happen on Qiyamah. So when she told me about that, I felt so sorry for her, and I felt that, you know, oh my God, this is my cause. This is what I have to do. I have to, you know, know what is actually affecting the people around me, and try to bring a solution for them.
Yes.
Through my songs, and Alhamdulillah, it helped a lot, because I sang about the mother. I sang about Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. I sang about ethics. I sang about the disabled people. I sang about even diseases. For example, there was a disease called thalassemia disease, and it was not. We were not aware in UAE, or let's say back home, that this disease was even existed. It was actually, you know, there were people dying from this disease, you know, and now after we made this big campaign and I made this song, now it is mandatory in UAE that you have to take the test of thalassemia before getting married.
Yeah.
So you see?
So you're singing about a lot of good stuff. Tell us, I've gotten a chance to interview some of the famous former rappers who are out there with Sean John, P. Diddy Combs, with Jay-Z, and with Tupac, some of these people. And now they're out there, and they're trying to let the youth know that's not the direction to go. What advice do you have for the youth who are stuck taking those musicians as role models, 50 Cent? Tupac, and all the other rappers that are calling to not good things, like your songs are calling to, but they're calling to evil, corruption, fornication, swearing, cursing, everything bad. And if you follow them, you're going to be the worst of the worst. So what? Because you have the attention of many of, and a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. So the youth, and a lot of people look up to you. So those people who now need some advice, what advice would you give them?
Well, life is short, mm-hmm. okay? And if you don't actually wake up, you know, and start doing good and being good in this life, you would end up, you know, just like the rest. If you see many, many people before us, you know, from the time of Moses alayhi salam, Pharaoh, and all these people who passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us in the Quran that what did these people get? People were kings, they had money, they had so much of power, but because they just followed the bad, you know, and they wanted to be, you know, they had this pride, and they didn't want to listen to their messengers and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, they lost everything, they ended up in hell, and I mean that is the case which we have to actually, you know, look at this, that this is a life, and I've got a chance to pick the right way. You know, if I pick the wrong way, it's not just it's going to be I'm going to be bad. I'm going to affect the people around me, you know, and I'm going to be responsible for that, for them, you know. But if I'm going to be good, I'm going to go in the good way. I'm going to be giving, you know, peace, and I'm going to be giving that nur and that light to everybody around me. I'm going to help people, and this is what I actually advise the youth, is to, you know, go back to themselves, go back to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. You know, see what they can give to this world. What can they offer? As I said, life is too short.
We're going to take a break. Do what our brothers talked about earlier. Just close your eyes. He was talking about the song, and he tried to do it. It's scary. About the don't complain. So until we come back, just close your eyes. See what it feels like to be blind. And we're going to come back with more, and we'll continue and wrap it up here on the Deen Show.
No problem. You can take my daughter to dinner. You and my daughter and me. Let me tell you something. It's natural. That's the idea. God created it. And He created us to have a good time. Mm-hmm. We should have a good time. Only with our wives, though.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. And most of the converts are women, not men. They see that the rules of Islam, instead of constraining them, the rules set them free.
The one who protects us from hunger.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid. afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
And as I left, he said to me, I thank you, you've been so kind. You see, he said, I'm blind. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. When I whine, I have two eyes. The world is mine.
Back here on the Dean Show with my brother Ahmed. Now, open your eyes. Okay. And you got your eyes, and you got both your legs. What else you got to complain about? Don't complain. And that's your song. It talks about it. We're almost out of time. Talk to us. You have a song about death.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about this song.
It's called Last Breath.
Last Breath.
Yes.
Tell us about this song.
This song is about that this person, he, all his life, he did not do any good in his life. And suddenly, there was this last breath. Yeah,
that's it. That's now hold your breath. Try to hold your breath. And that's it. You can't, if you can't, look, we can breathe. That's a blessing.
Yes, exactly.
But that's it. You're talking about done. No more air.
No more air. That's it. Finished. There's no more tawbah.
It's finished. No more repentance.
No more repentance.
But you're alive and you got a chance to repent.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. So this guy is feeling sorry for himself.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, that he didn't pray. He didn't do good in his life. You know, he wasn't good to his mom and dad. He wasn't good to his wife, let's say. You know, he was astray and he went the wrong way. And now that his last breath is gone, he will have to go down in the grave and get all the what he has done at the moment will be accountable for. You know, so he was so sorry for himself, and he was telling us, come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide now is going to be hell or heaven. You know, so this song is telling us we have to decide now: is it we're going to choose the good way or we're going to choose the bad way? Mm-hmm. Because once we are in the grave, then that's it.
It's finished.
It's finished.
Done. Now, can you give us a treat? Is it possible? You just explained the song, but we have just a minute left. Can you give us a treat? And this exact song? What do you think? Can I hear it from you?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, please, take it away.
From those around, I hear a cry, a muffled sob, a hopeless sigh. I hear their footsteps leaving slow, and then I know my soul must fly. A chilly wind begins to blow within my soul from head to toe. And then last breath escapes my lips. It's time to leave and I must go. So it is true, but it's too late. They said each soul has its given date. When it must leave its body, soul, and meet with its eternal fate. Oh, mark the words that I do say. Who knows tomorrow could be your day. At last it comes to heaven or hell. Decide which now, do not delay. Come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide which now, do not delay. Come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide which one, do not delay.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. God willed it. Thank you very much. May God Almighty Allah reward you for being with us. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mark my words as I might say. I'm going to chop up the words, but you get the meaning. Tomorrow, today can be your last day. So come on, my brothers, let's pray. Let's worship the one God alone. And then establish the prayer. Do the good. Stop complaining. You got so much good in your life. Isn't it time that you started being thankful? If you got $100 from somebody, you say thank you. The person gives you a cup of water, a cup of tea. Thank you, sir. But the Creator has given you so much. You cannot enumerate all the blessings He's given you. So be thankful. Be happy and start to do the good that the Creator's called you to do. We'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Until then, peace be unto you.
From those around, I hear a cry. Oh God, my eyes are blind. From those around, I hear a cry, a muffled sob, a hopeless sigh. I hear their footsteps leaving slow, and then I know my soul must fly. A chilly wind begins to blow within my soul from head to toe, and then last breath escapes my lips. Time to leave and I must go.
So it is true, but it's too late.
They said each soul has its given day.
When it must leave its body's form
and meet with its eternal fate.
Who mock the words that I do say? Who knows tomorrow could be your day?
At last it comes to heaven or hell. Decide which now, do not delay.
Come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide which now, do not delay.
Come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide which now, do not delay. Oh God, I cannot see. My eyes are blind, am I still me? Or has my soul been led astray and forced to pay a priceless fee? Alas, to dust we all return. Some shall rejoice while others burn. If only I knew that before the line grew short and came my turn.
And now as beneath the salt
they lay me with my record flow,
they cry not knowing I cry words,
for they go.
Tomorrow could be your day.
At last it comes to heaven or hell. Decide which now, do not delay.
Come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide which now, do not delay.
Come on, my brothers, let us pray. Decide which now, do not delay. Oh.